Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, the final golf major of the season is upon us. The first round of the 2025 Open Championship teed off this morning at Royal Portrush in County Antrim. Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler chasing another major. Shane Lowry, of course, is back where he became a national hero in 2019, looking for more of that Portrush magic. Well, Greg Allen, RTE sports reporter and golf commentator, is on the line. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. How did it go this morning?
It was magic, I have to say. We haven't had much sunshine since about 6:30 this morning, but the sun came out. Paddy Carrington had the honour of hitting the first shot of the Open Championship, and he hit it straight down the middle, hit the next one on the green and hold the putt for birdie. So
lovely.
It was extraordinary, though, in one respect. I've been to the Open since 1994, so 31 years coming here. You never see crowds like you do at Royal Portrush at 6:30 in the morning for the first ball struck as you do here. It is just an enormously popular event in this part of the world. I think I was saying earlier, 1.2 million applications for the 280,000 tickets this week. You know, the demand is huge and everybody wants to get every minute and every moment and every pound's worth out of their ticket price here.
Now, Tom McKibben, who's the playing partner of Harrington this morning, he's been the main talking point, has he, in the first couple of hours?
Yeah, actually Harrington fell away from that early birdie and he's now back to four over par, but playing alongside him, Tom McKibben actually got off to a much worse start than Padraig. He actually dropped two shots in the first three holes, but then he birdied the fifth, made an eagle on the seventh, which is a three at a par five, so he got two shots against par on that, and then he birdied the ninth and he was actually tied for the lead after 10 holes, and then took an unfortunate double bogey on the 11th, but he's birdied the 12th, bogeyed the 13th, so currently McKibben is actually only two shots off the lead on level par. In fact, he's four shots off the lead now because we have a surprise, a man who's jumped into the lead with an eagle on the 12th, and that's Jakob Skov Olesen of Denmark, not a household name in golf, but he won the Amateur Golf Championship in Ballyliffin, about an hour and a quarter's drive from here via ferry, and in Donegal. He won the Amateur Golf Championship there only last year, a year ago, and he relinquished a chance to play in the Masters and in the US Open because as amateur champion you get automatic invites to do that, but he turned pro and here he is, Jakob Skov Olesen, enjoying the very north part of Ireland for the second time in a year. He leads the Open on 4 under par.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, if we think back to Shane Lowry, as I said, you know, who rose to prominence there 6 years ago when he became champion so memorably, and he's underway as well, isn't he? And a lot of focus on him, of course.
Yeah, he's got off to a great start. In fact, he made himself a really good birdie chance on the first from around 8 or 10 feet. That one just slipped by. It was a really difficult putt. A lot of curvature on the putt and it just slipped out. But he's just birdied the second. So Lowry is 1 under par and he's now in the group tied for 5th place, just 3 strokes off the lead. Just the right type of start that he wanted. He spoke so much during the week about needing to get off to a good start because, you know, he carries an awful lot of expectation into this week. Whereas 6 years ago in 2019, Shane Lowry came here with very few eyes on him. He was one of the better players, but beneath the very elite players, he was one of the better players. By the end of the week, he was the winner by 6 shots. So this time he's come in with an awful lot of focus on him. So he was a bit nervous about the start, but he got off to a great start and he's up and running 1 under par right up there.
Good for him. Now, Scottie Scheffler, always the favourite at the moment, but I heard him talking during the week, you know, what motivates me? Why do I want to win these tournaments? Why is it important to go out there and be the best? Is that normal, Greg, from him, or is he really questioning the why?
Well, okay, first thing about Scottie Scheffler, I've been to at least 20 or 30 Scottie Scheffler press conferences over the last few years. I can tell you that he hasn't said anything that was remotely revealing in any of those press conferences until, like, of that nature, of a really deeply personal nature, until the last 5 minutes of his press conference here. And then he started really getting into a sort of an existential type of, polemic about what he's feeling about winning, and that winning only lasts for 2 or 3 minutes, he feels, after he wins. What he loves is the struggle to win, the preparation to win, the fight to win. But when the win actually happens, he doesn't seem to gain a great deal of satisfaction from it. Like, he's only 29 years old. Like, by golf terms, he's still in the front nine of his career. And if you're feeling that way already, you know, there's an element as well. You know, this is what happens when you win 11 times in 16 months. He won 9 times in 2024. He's won the Masters and the USPGA Championship, two of the majors in golf in that period of time. He's the Olympic gold medalist. You know, he's had so much success so early in his career that to be feeling that way, you'd wonder, is he heading towards burnout already? But there's no real sign in the way that he applies himself to the task of each tournament that there's any burnout. But talking like that at 29 years of age, just past his 29th birthday, was revealing. And, you know, he did also say that he devotes so much to the notion that his family is first and that golf is a distant second, it appears, in his priorities. That I thought it was also very interesting yesterday to hear Padraig Harrington saying that he heard Scottie Scheffler's comments, and Padraig was saying that he's still really enjoying the fact that he won the US Seniors Open a few weeks ago, and that anytime anybody comes up to him and congratulates him on it, he loves the feeling of being congratulated. He gains a little bit of lift every time somebody says well done, and he says that's a matter of weeks afterward, and he intends to keep enjoying it for as long as possible. So
yeah,
he didn't quite understand where Scheffler was coming from.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because people say that about Luke Littler as well. You know, in the darts, when you achieve so much at such a young age, where do you go? You sort of need to have a plan, either for a break or maybe a complete about turn. But listen, that remains to be seen. We don't know what Scottie Scheffler's...
He's 16 turning on 70. Yeah. Or he's 17 now, but he's been enjoying the spotlight since he was 16. Like,
there
that's really almost robbing your natural childhood from you, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know where he goes from here, but I think he does have a plan. That's a whole other sport, but I think he has a plan around gaming, doesn't he? Which he's very interested in. But listen, we'll come back to the golf and Rory. How is Rory McIlroy this week?
Yeah, he's grand. It looks like, you know, it really did look like he was going through a fairly difficult, you know, part of his life after winning the Masters, after celebrating, and suddenly, you know, the adrenaline sort of drained away 2-3 weeks later, and he found himself wondering, okay, what's next? Where he admitted to having some motivation issues going back out onto the practice ground, you know, having celebrated so much after the Masters, and, you know, grinding away for 4 hours. This is what you have to do to become one of the world's great players, and he found that quite difficult. And then, you know, he made those remarks at the U.S. Open, which people were really shocked about, when he said he just wanted to get out of there. At the end of the third round, I was standing beside them. There was only a few of us journalists who were there, and he didn't want to really talk to anybody. He wasn't playing well. He wasn't really up for it. And this is a US Open, a mere 2 months after winning the Masters. But in the final round of the US Open, he shot a 67 and sort of flicked a switch. And since then, he's had 8 other rounds of golf, all of them in the 60s, and one of them a 71. So he's played really well since that final round of the US Open. And he himself admitted that, you know, maybe it's the good golf that has changed his humour, or maybe his humour changed into being a better player, that he actually snapped himself out of it. And he's now sort of embracing his situation. This is what he is. He's one of the legends of the game, whether anybody likes to admit it or not. He is one of the 6 players who've won the career Grand Slam. And he's also one of the, you know, he's the reigning Masters champion. He has scaled his own Everest, his own word, and now he's looking for another mountain to scale. And I think he's really lucky that the Open Championship in Northern Ireland is so soon after his Masters victory, because this is another big one for him. And if he can't get up for this, what else would he be able to get up for in his career?
Greg, always great to talk to you, and thank you for joining us from Portrush. That's Greg Allen. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.